The Glacier and the Reindeer Hunters. Within the model, there are three-dimensional photographs of snow and ice deserts which were present here during the Ice Age. The effect is enhanced by the sound of wind. The effect is enhanced by the sounds of wind, the cracking of ice, and pictures of Arctic landscapes. The photos included in the presentations were made in different places on Earth. We can see landscapes from Iceland, Greenland, northern Sweden, but also glaciers from the southern hemisphere, Patagonia in Argentina. Assuredly, this is how the landscape of the region must have looked during the Ice Age. It was as a result of the glacial flows that lakes of the Vigri region, as well as the varied landscapes, were formed, from the sand plains to the moraine hills and glacial erratic left in the area. The glacier covering this part of Poland melted 18,000 years ago. This is symbolized by the water dripping down the artificial ice wall. After the glacier retreated, we see the appearance of first plants, which drew animals and which were then followed by first people, people whom we call reindeer hunters. We recommend watching a short film about the shaping of the landscape of the region. The film starts automatically. Using the touchscreen monitor, you can become familiar with the geological terms and the ancient history of the Suwałki region. Next to the ice grotto, we can find a diorama of the reindeer hunters' camp. Flint rock tools made thousands of years ago have been placed in a case hanging on the wall. Next to a tent covered with animal hide, there is a model of Paleolithic fire which you can try to start using a piece of wood. If you would like to try your hand at starting a fire applying a method similar to the one used by the reindeer hunters, you should kneel by the model of the fire and twirl the piece of wood permanently attached there, which, after a few seconds, will cause the fire to start to glow. Next to the diorama of the reindeer hunters' camp is an entrance to yet another hall. It is dedicated to the depths of Lake Vigri. In the passage, there is a recreation of a shoal with burrows where burbots and eels often rest.